This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Rachel Hubbard. This week, 86-year-old George Hill. His family mastered frontier survival skills. When his father was born prematurely in 1889, George's grandmother saved his life by making an incubator out of their wood stove. So when George was born in the Texas Panhandle in the middle of the Depression, his family was ready to tap those ingenious survival skills and start again. George and his wife Patricia came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City to talk about what he experienced.
Well, tell us about your school years there, growing up.
Dad started out as being a wheat farmer out there, and a cattleman. He didn't have any land, so he leased the land, and this was just, I was born in 1930, and just in the middle of the Depression that came down through Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, and the wheat blew out, and the clouds of dust was, you can't imagine how the storms was of dirt that came through the country, and it cut the wheat off at the top of the ground. The wind blew and it just sandblasted everything. It drifted in the roads. It drifted in the fields. It drifted in the house. It came through the windows. The dirt was so thick, and it came inside, and Mother would scoop it out with a shovel, and it was there was no end to the dirt that blew, and there was no rain whatsoever, and he lost a crop. He still owed the bank. The next year, he went back and borrowed more money, and that crop blew out, and he lost that crop. As a result of that, everybody started leaving the country, and everybody else went to California with the grapes of wrath. But Mother had a sister who lived in Arkansas, and she wrote her a letter, and she said, "Don't go to California." She said, "Come to Arkansas. And there's been rain down here, and there's fruit, and there's always something you can find to eat down here." Dad had a sale and sold all of his stuff and all of his equipment, and he went to Arkansas with his little family. It just looked like the grapes of wrath going to California. He loaded his old car with his mattress on the top and his kids on top of that, and he goes to Arkansas. At that time, I was about 3 years old.
Really?
I remember going down there. And when we got there, we moved in with Mother's sister, who had a three-room house, and she had her family and our family in that little house. Mother had four children, she had three. Mm-hmm. That winter, when we got there that fall, we didn't have enough to eat. Dad and his brother-in-law, Mother's sister's husband, went outside and dug a hole in the ground out there in that rocky Arkansas ground, and took a truck and went and bought a truckload of turnips and put hay and straw in that hole, dumped these turnips in there, covered them with hay and straw, and put dirt over the top of that. And that's what we ate the whole winter that we were there, the first winter we were there.
Turnips?
Turnips. I really don't care much for turnips today.